Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, it stands to reason live cattle futures would have closed higher yesterday due to ever-increasing boxed beef prices. However, the disconnect between cash and boxed beef is large, with packer profits around $719 per head. Yet they've been able to procure cattle this week at mostly steady prices, averaging $119.12. Consumers want beef, and packers need to keep the market supplied. They're using the advantage of ever-increasing feed prices to their benefit. However, high prices may be having an impact on the export market. Weekly exports showed net sales of only 16,900 metric tons. Hog futures struggled for a while Thursday, but like a child outside a candy store, traders eventually had to come in and buy. Lower futures were too enticing. Only the October contract closed slightly lower. This sets the stage for higher futures today. Weekly pork exports were supportive to the market with net sales of 48,200 metric tons. On the grains, July canned city wheat is a bit higher by about 6.25 cents early today, and that's nearing its contract high of 7.41 1/4, with support from higher corn prices and from sparse rain in the 7-day forecast. Some rain is expected in Kansas and eastern Colorado over the next 7 days, but amounts will be limited, and much of the spring wheat and canola areas will only see light amounts. The Pacific Northwest is also contending with drought and a dry 7-day forecast. July corn is 6.75 cents higher early today, continuing its push to new highs, while the 7-day forecast remains hot and dry for Brazil's second corn crop, a damaging prospect at pollination time. Brazil's FOB corn price for August closed at a new high of $294.50. July soybeans trading about 9.25 cents higher early today, with the oil side of the crush once again showing bullish demand. July palm oil is trading over 4% higher at a new contract high. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Livestock futures, June live cattle up 105 yesterday, 115.47. August up 75, 118.47. May feeder cattle down a dollar, 130.47. August was down $1.82 at 143.40. June hogs up 5 cents, 114.47. July up 17 cents, 114.65. Kansas City wheat, July up 9.75, 726.75. September up 9.25, 731.25. Chicago wheat, July up 8.75, 753.25. September is up 10.25 cents, 754.25. July corn's up 10.25, 718.75. September is up 14.5, 645.5 penny. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.